to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, and the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, let's take your desk to another level. Now, today, what does Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth, and a great recruiter have in common? Probably work it out. But I'm going to give you some stats, and I think they're going to blow your mind. And this, when I heard these stats, I was like, man, like, that is such valuable information to know. And I talk about my kids quite a bit here. I've got an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old. And for me, like, just trying to get their mindset right on how to approach certain things is always front and center. So I think it's totally transferable to what we do in recruitment. It's why I love the motivational stuff. But did you know? Michael Jordan, who we all know. I don't have to explain who Michael Jordan is. Arguably one of the best basketball players ever to play in the NBA or in the world. He holds a ton of records, like, you know, MVP records, you know, most, you know, whatever record you want to look at, he's probably held it at some point. His average scoring, you know, per game is over 30. For his entire career, he would average over 30 points per game. Now, that's a huge feat in itself. What was really interesting to look at is how many shots did he miss? And this episode actually came up because my 8-year-old asked me, oh, how many shots do you think Michael Jordan's missed in his career? Jeez, I don't know. And I looked it up. He missed more than 9,000 shots in his career. Well, that's a lot of shots to miss. He lost, and some more stats, he lost more than 300 games. And here's the big one, and this is from Michael Jordan himself. There was 26 times that he was trusted with the game-winning shot with seconds to go, and he missed. Yet we still hold him up as the best player ever in the NBA. Babe Ruth, everyone knows Babe Ruth, back in the 20s and the 30s, baseball player in a Major League Baseball in America. We all know him for his home runs. He held multiple years of home run batting records. He was known for his big swings, and he would knock them out of the park. And if you know what a home run is you hit it and you get to go through all the bases without any effort because the ball's out of the park, right? In 1927, Babe Ruth made 60 home runs. That's massive in itself. That record has been beaten since. I think the record's at 72 now. But to give you an idea, in 1927, Babe Ruth made 60 home runs. In the exact same year he set that record, he actually had the record for the most strikeouts in a season. He had like 89 strikeouts. So no one talks about that. No one talks about the fact that this guy made 89 strikeouts. If that's all he did, you'd think he was useless. You would think he'd be terrible. But the fact that he also has the record for the most home runs says something to me. And I don't think we remember sporting legends, Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth, or any of your favorites for what they didn't achieve or for what they failed at. I just think that becomes part of the narrative. We always look at the accolades. What did they achieve? What did they do? What are the records they broke? That's what we focus on. And recruitment's no different. When you look at your top billers in the office, the million-dollar billers, the person in month in, month out, what are they doing? Like, their numbers are amazing. Look at what they're doing. Oh, it's just so easy for them. I guarantee you they are striking out like Babe Ruth. I guarantee you they're lining up game-winning shots like Michael Jordan and missing. But what makes them different to you? And look, there's so many reasons why that might be the case. But the key takeaway I want to take here for you today is that volume matters. When you have the correct amount of volume in your market and on your desk, you're able to strike out, you're able to fail at shots, and also have records at the same moment. And I think that's a really valuable thing to learn here. I love my sports, and I'm watching, I don't know what I'm watching at the moment, but it was about a talent scout in the NBA, and he talks about what he looks for in his new recruit. So he's going through the colleges, he's looking at all these kids coming through the system going, okay, who's going to be the next one that we pluck out for drafts and get them into the NBA? And this is the next layer for this episode that I want to talk about. We've talked about volume, and I think you need the volume, you want to strike out, you want to take as many shots as you can so that you've got the opportunity to break those records. But the second part to that is resilience, okay? Because if you don't have resilience, if you're Babe Ruth and you miss that, if you strike out that many times, or you're Michael Jordan and you miss those shots, you cannot let that affect you because you've got another shot coming. Okay, but if you're still thinking about the last shot, you're going to miss the next one, and it's going to affect the future game. And what these talent scouts look for are kids who necessarily don't have talent. We can teach talent. What we can't teach them is grit and determination and resilience. Resilience is the thing that probably gets them picked over skill 9 times out of 10. So there's this, they're following this kid, and he had great skill. He's having a terrible game, and they made it really difficult for him for a reason. They wanted to see what his resilience was like. And so they were getting these guys. They said, you go in there and, like, give him elbows. You push him, like, make it hard for him. And this kid just didn't give two freaking hoots. It was amazing. He was just, he'd take a shot, completely miss it, gets smashed in the air. Okay, next shot. He goes again. And these talent scouts are like, man, this kid, he just doesn't give a shit. He's like, he's missing shots. But guess what? He's taken shots. And he's, and a lot of these kids, right, they'll take a shot. Most kids would have fallen off by now. Most kids would have given up. This is hard. Like, what, this guy's in my head. And I think we can pull this again back to recruitment, right? How many times have you lost deals and you've let it stick with you all day? You've let it stick with you all week, or you give it that at the end of the month. Why'd you have a bad month? Oh, because of this. Like, you're not being resilient when you're saying those things, are you? You're blaming these things that have happened. I'll give you an example. I think my resilience is bloody awesome. I had what we call fallaways. I'm on track. It's like 2 months into February, I'm on track for my year, and I'm like, I've got 2 weeks to cruise and can build up my next month. I was really ahead of the curve, and I was so happy with myself. And then I had a $35,000 fallaway and a $9,000 fallaway. Oh, my God. Now, all of a sudden, I'm like almost 50 grand behind. And I walked out to my office, and I said, well, this just happened. Watch me. Next week, I'm making deals. And I just put it out there. And this is part of my resilience thing. I don't let it fester. I just go, this is what's happened. This is what I'm doing. Let's go. And we just have to go. And I'll do a whole episode. I'm going to do a whole episode on resilience and how you strengthen that muscle in your brain. But the point of this episode is you need to be taking as many bloody shots as you can, going to hit that ball as many times as you can. If you strike out, if you miss, you need to get back up straight away and make another shot, okay? And then two, you need to be resilient. If you don't have resilience, missing shots are going to do your head in, okay? So if you're sitting there and you're a junior recruiter and you're letting these things that fall over affect you, don't. Just take it to your manager or a colleague and go, this happened. Can we dissect the deal? We want to do, like any good sports team, they have a loss, they take the video, they sit down, they watch the game, and they go, this is where we stuffed it up, this is where we stuffed it up, we could have done better there, and now we go and practice these bits that we're not doing so well. Recruitment is no different, okay? Look at the deal cycle from end to end. Where did it fall over? Why did it fall over? And at what point could you have picked that up, okay? Volume and resilience. If you can get that combination right, you're going to make a ton of deals. You're going to be a top biller. No one's going to be worried about what you don't make. And that's where you want to be in life. That's all we have time for you today. If you've got anything out of today's episode, please like, share, subscribe. Really helps us grow. As always, have an amazing day. May all your deals come true.